The Governing Council of the International Labour Organization, ILO, took a decision on the guidelines for a just transition in 2015. Preceding that, the 102 session of the ILO in 2013 adopted a resolution to review, amend, adopt, draft and bring about guidelines based on compilation of countries' policies towards environmental sustainability on the greening of enterprises, social inclusion and promotion of green jobs. This has become necessary following the wanton destruction of the environment and to fulfill global and continental agreements to maintain jobs. The National Dialogue with the Tripartite Committee, Government, Organized Labour and Employees is to come out with innovative ways of creating jobs in a sustainable manner. The Deputy Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Bright Rekubrobe, explains the relevance of just transition to an environmentally sustainable economy.
The just is justice, fairness and equity for us today and children unborn. And the transition is we cannot have the jobs we do in the next 20 years doing same jobs, especially in the face of very advanced technologies. So the world is moving at a fast rate. We need to be thinking of that. We need to be thinking of how people are losing jobs and how we can let them get jobs innovatively. But in doing so, we have to be conscious of the environment.
The Director of Communications at the Environmental Protection Agency, Angelina Tutua Mensah, cited examples from developed countries where there is a shift to electric vehicles due to the effects of fossil fuel on the environment.
When you take people like those in Kokompe, Bosokai, selling the spare parts, where are you going to get spare parts for fuel cars if they change into electrical vehicles? And there are broader issues internationally and nationally. We're looking at what we call cross-border impact of the activities of developed countries on developing countries.
She said response measures like getting people to upgrade or diversify to make themselves relevant on the job market need to be addressed. Professor William Bamboating of the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research noted that science is central to sustainable development and urged workers to acquire the needed skills in order to keep their jobs.
Joyce Jechi reporting.